enough to get attracted by the Chicago Blackhawks, which was my favorite team as a young kid. Signed with the Blackhawks and pretty much spent the rest of my life here in the States playing hockey. I had a 20-year NHL hockey career. During my time in Chicago, I used to come to Bull Shoals and fish quite often in the summers. Fell in love with the area, loved fishing, loved the outdoors. Ended up getting traded like stuff happens in pro sports. Ended up in Dallas, won the Stanley Cup there in 99 with the Stars. Ended up having a place in Ouachita for a while on a houseboat. Loved fishing and enjoying my summers there. But I always missed the northern part of Arkansas and Missouri, fishing Bull Shoals. We've been looking for a home for our business for the better part of the 8 years. We've kind of looked all over the place. Been to Kentucky. We've been to Tennessee, all over Texas. And just something in my heart, my feeling, I wanted to get back to Missouri and started looking into it after I had a visit with Barrel 53 Cooperage in Higbee, Missouri, just a little bit north, and was speaking with the folks up there and what they all do with their cooperage and, you know, all the different things that they do, because they also have a distillery and a cooperage. And it just got my juices flowing again for Missouri. I love the outdoors, like I said. I've always been looking for a place to call my final destination, my final home. I'm 57 years old. My parents are 90, and it seems like the last 30 years went by really, really fast. So
get worse.
Yeah. So, my son and I visited Branson right after Christmas, and never been to downtown Branson before, and I was in awe with what we saw. And we were told about the excitement and about what all went on in Branson, but until you get here and experience it, you don't really understand. So I was pleasantly surprised and very happy to see what we saw. And Candace here, our realtor, she probably showed us, I don't know how many properties, maybe 20 or 30 properties, all in the area. And we were fortunate enough to find a nice piece of property on the strip, owned by a fellow Canadian. So that was kind of a nice thing to see. We closed on the property last week. As you know, barrels probably aren't the best place to be stored and aged in a city. That's not really safe, and it's not ideal for anybody. So we started looking at properties out in the county, and again, we looked at it probably another 10 or 15 or more properties. And I always said to Candace all along that, you know, I wanted to find a place out in the county where I could live and finish my life out and be part of the nature and be close to a lake and, you know, do the fishing and outdoor stuff that I love to do. And I would be part of the community, part of, living out there, obviously watching over the barrels as they age. Barrels age anywhere from 2 years on the short end to as many as 15, 20 years. They can age that long. I've always been part of a community. I've always been part of charity wherever I've been. I grew up in a small farming community. I was given a lot of opportunity to, live a dream playing in the NHL. And I've always tried to help kids out in my community where I've been. I've always tried to get involved in charities. I was involved with Make-A-Wish my whole career. And so when we saw ProTam, I fell in love with it right away. It's very secluded. It's, there's hardly any traffic at all out there. I love nature. I saw a bunch of deer out there. I love to preserve that type of stuff. I plan on having some cattle of my own, some chickens, some greenhouses for, what we do. We also make gin, which you need botanicals for. So I think us moving to Pro Tem and to Branson, for me, is a dream come true. For, you know, second dream, being involved with my kids and finishing my life out. So I just appreciate everything about the area, and I love it.
Okay, thank you. So why don't we see who we've got signed up? So is anyone signed up on behalf of the application who wants to speak? You want to go ahead and go first, and then?
I'm the realtor, so of course I have a vested interest in making a little commission. But if it happens, it happens. It doesn't, it doesn't. Pro Tem's a really nice small town, like where I grew up at as well. It's the kind of stuff that Ed's been looking for. We looked in 10 counties before he found the land that he said he knew he would know when he saw it. It's 270 acres altogether, and he's only requesting to build these things on that one parcel that's 32 acres about. So I think that it probably will increase the taxes just a little bit when he starts building the buildings, because we called the assessor's office about a month ago to check on taxes, because, you know, if it's not being used for agricultural, it will raise the taxes a little bit, so it should help somewhat with some taxes for the county. Otherwise, I don't think the impact is really huge. I'm talking as a previous developer and builder, but, you know, you all decide what's the right thing to do, whatever works.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Ma'am, you want to come up?
My name's Hannah Hampton, and I've lived in Pro Tem my entire life. I've grew up there. It's been a small town, and I know that everybody is worried about it not being a small town anymore, but from what I've heard, that what he wants to do isn't going to affect anybody that lives there. It's not going to be an issue for the people that live there. It's not, he's, like he said, his distillery is in Branson. It's not going to be bringing a whole bunch of tourists into town. I am the landowner, but even if I still own property in Pro Tem. Just because I'm selling this doesn't mean that's why I'm for him moving here. It's because I don't, there's all these other people that move into Pro Tem that build big fancy houses and do all this stuff, but that's not an issue. So that's why I'm for him.
Okay, thank you. Okay, anyone else for the application? No? Opposed? Do you guys have an order to go in, or do we want to just start on this side? How about anyone on this side that's wanting to speak?
Yeah. My name is Greg Hansen, and I don't live in Taney County, but I live right next door. And my concern is what it might bring to the area. Now, he sounds very sincere, but I'm afraid we got a lot of drugs and crime in the area as it is, and I'm afraid it might bring in more. And that's just my opinion.
Thank you.
But thank you.
Next row back, anyone?
I live on Naysbury Road, right across from where that's going to be put in, and I'm against it. I moved down there 20 years ago for the peace and quiet, get away from city and industrial and everything, and we don't need that down there. And it's right across the road from me. My property's right across here, laid down in here. That's my house back down here. We got 132 acres there. And I don't want it across the road from me. We don't need no whiskey barrels. And I think it's a joke myself. And there are a lot of people down there that feel the same way. And I never did get a letter telling me about this. I had to find out from somebody else to come to me. So I'm against it.
Okay, thank you. Next row.
Hi, How's it going? I'm Trevor Osona. I work at Ozark Underground Lab. We're a local consulting firm in the area where we specialize on water and land use investigations and karst settings. Based on the information, just have a quick couple of comments. We do focus on hydrologic issues, and there's a couple main ones here. First of all, they're proposing a 7-acre lake, most of which is on this property. The recommendations for discharge or drainage area for lakes in the Ozarks is a minimum of 10 acres. The drainage capture zone for that 7-acre lake is only about 49 acres. And in a karst setting, most of that water is sinking, so how they can keep the water in the lake for a really important issue to have backup firefighting is going to be a real engineering challenge. The soils in this area are not suitable for impoundments, looking at the NRDS soil survey. And the impoundment is going to have 60 feet of water behind it and be 615 feet long, about a quarter mile from the flood pool stage of Bull Shoals Lake. And that's not to mention looking at the environmental impacts of having whiskey barrel storage here. Just a quick Google search turns up a lot of negative environmental impacts from brick houses in Kentucky, whether they be fires or alcohol being discharged to a few streams causing massive fish kills. Bull Shoals here is a big tourist attraction, world-class fishing. If a disaster does happen, not saying it will, we could be having some severe impact to wildlife on Bull Shoals Reservoir. Again, it's a logistical issue. This is just down the road on 125 across a one-lane bridge, back off county roads. If they're going to get liquid from their distillery to the warehouse here, that's going to be a challenge. And just a few comments I'd like to bring forward. And I've got a brief write-up from Tom Ailey, the owner of Ozark Underground Lab, to hand out to each one of you, if you don't mind.
Okay. Anyone else on this side?
My name is Roger Ellis. I've been on Elbow Road for 28 years. My property is just above, out of sight on this map. I did some research on this company, Mr. Belfour. They've had LLCs. And they do them for 3 or 4 years, and then they close that out and do another one for 3 or 4 years, and close that out and do another one. And there's a paper trail that they're also connected to, it appears, a Chinese gentleman from China by the name of Truk Mak. It's Trucmai. And he's a part of Belfour Holdings, LLC. And the rumors we're getting is they're going to bring barrels in, but it looks like they might want to put toxic waste in these barrels and put it there for storage. We don't have any proof of that, except one of the LLCs way back has to do with toxic storage. The main concern I have is, besides the toxic storage, that's one of itself, but Elbow Road is a chip and seal road, as you know. It cannot withstand a whole bunch of truck traffic going in and out to bring in barrels and take barrels out. You're going to have to pave it because that chip and seal is not going to withstand all that weight. And anybody that works for MoDOT can tell you, I'm not MoDOT, I'm sorry, for Taney County can tell you that that road is not good enough to withstand that kind of traffic. I just wanted to tell you my concerns, and